welcome to this week's EHS podcast for the week ending November 28th. I'm Linda Hechtel.
And I'm Allison Grinke.
And we are bringing you the latest news in environmental health and safety. So in our first story, I'm going to hand it over to Allison, and she's going to be talking about gross workplace habits.
Yeah. So an online survey of U.S. adults has revealed that 81% of Americans say they've witnessed a so-called gross workplace habit. The most commonly observed gross habit is wiping a runny nose on hands or sleeves. Not covering your mouth or nose when sneezing or coughing is another gross habit. And some people also complained of people leaving dirty used tissues on their desk.
Gross.
Yeah. So the survey authors are quick to point out that poor hygiene habits exist around the workplace throughout the year, but the frequency and the potential negative consequences of these habits both increase around cold and flu season. So the recommendation is that businesses increase cleaning frequencies, paying particular attention to the most highly trafficked areas in the office. So in the kitchen, for example, the coffee pot handle, the microwave door, and the fridge door are all touched pretty frequently, maybe daily, by your employees and should be cleaned and disinfected as frequently as possible during cold and flu season. Employees should also be reminded to practice good hand hygiene so they can avoid getting sick in the first place. So there you go. It seems like that office coworker you might be teasing good-naturedly for being obsessive about their hand sanitizer may actually have the right idea. And if you do get sick, make sure to regularly disinfect your workspace, particularly your phone, computer, keyboard, and mouse.
All very good tips.
Yeah.
So my story today is about how OSHA is leveraging social media and keeping the conversation alive about the new updates to reporting and recording that are coming the beginning of the new year. So OSHA is inviting employers to take part in a Twitter chat to discuss the new reporting and record-keeping requirements that are set up to begin on January 1st of the new year. These new requirements will impact employers covered by the federal OSHA regulations. In addition to the current requirement that requires employers to report fatalities within 8 hours, employers will also be required to report the following within 24 hours: inpatient hospitalization, amputations, or loss of an eye. The final rule also entails that OSHA is going to be moving from the standard industrial classification system to the newer North American industry classification system. This switch is expected to make it easier for OSHA to compare injury and illness data across government databases.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. So the Twitter chat is scheduled for December 11th. It will be going on from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And anyone interested in participating may ask questions during the chat or follow the conversation by using hashtag reporting2015. I know we'll be following that conversation.
Absolutely. It's a cool thing that they're trying out.
So your next story, this is an interesting one.
Yeah. So as many of you will know, today is Black Friday in the United States. So that's the day after Thanksgiving. That's commonly considered to be the beginning of the Christmas shopping season. Retailers offer big promotional sales, and each year things seem to get just a little bit crazier and also potentially dangerous. So for many years, retailers would open at around 6 in the morning on Black Friday. But in the late 2000s, many retailers began opening around 5 or 4. And in 2011, several big retailers like Target, Macy's, and Best Buy opened at midnight for the first time. Then in 2012, Walmart and a few other retailers announced they'd be opening their stores at 8 p.m. on Thanksgiving Day. So that prompted calls for walkouts among some of the workers. So Black Friday can be a pretty scary time for retailer workers. In 2008, a retail worker was actually trampled to death when shoppers rushed through the store trying to take advantage of holiday sales. This year, OSHA has sent letters to major retailers to remind these employers about the potential hazards that come with large crowds at retail stores. So retailers are being encouraged to have a strong crowd management plan in place, which should include on-site trained security personnel or police officers, emergency procedures in place to address potential dangers, and barricades or rope lines for pedestrians set up outside of the store for people who are waiting to get in. OSHA recommends this line doesn't start right in front of the store's entrance as well. They also remind retailers not to allow additional customers to enter the store once they've reached maximum occupancy, and to ensure that exit doors aren't blocked or locked. For more information, you can find a link to OSHA's letters, which were sent to major retailers, retail associations, and fire associations, in the resources section of this podcast, along with a link to OSHA's fact sheet on crowd management safety guidelines for retailers. Those will probably really come in handy as the Christmas season really starts kicking off and shopping, you know, gets busier and busier.
Absolutely. Well, that's it for this week. Thank you, everyone.
We hope you have a fun and safe Black Friday.